Hi, this is Jonathan Melville, and tonight, through the wonders of Audio Boo, I just want to bring to your attention a bit of a tragedy that happened in the last couple of weeks here in Scotland. It was regarding a Scottish film called That Sinking Feeling, which was directed by Bill Forsyth, Scottish director, around about 1979, 1980. Came out in 1980 in the UK, and came out on DVD for the first time, just a couple of weeks ago. What I'm going to do to illustrate my point, and the point will be made relatively briefly, but to illustrate that point, I'm going to play a couple of clips. First one is from his 1982 film, Gregory's Girl, and this clip features John Gordon Sinclair and Robert Buchanan. And yeah, just have a listen, first of all.
Okay, so Phil Menzies is daft. He's daft enough maybe to throw you out of the team. I'm not saying that he will fling you out. No, I didn't say that. But he's daft. He's daft enough to do it. Look, I'll tell you what. If, just supposing, Phil Menzies is daft enough to throw you out of the team, well, I'll resign.
Really?
Yeah, well, when I say resign, what I'm getting at, what it boils down to, what I'm trying to say really is, I'll resign myself to making a decision, if it happens. I'm not saying that it will, it might, but it won't. I don't think so.
Well, I'll see you later, Gregory, okay?
How are you going?
Well, I just want to stay here a wee bit longer and watch the traffic. I like looking at the big trucks. Do you know that at least 12 tonnes of cornflakes passes under here every day.
Really?
It's a well-known fact.
Oh, gee, is it? Never knew that.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, see you.
Okay, now what I want you to do is just remember for a second the voice of the chap there talking about cornflakes in particular. That was Robert Buchanan. In the next clip, you're going to hear him again, speaking first. And he's also in a scene with John Gordon Sinclair, who you will hear speaking second. So just have a listen to this scene.
It's good to have you with us. It's a big job, but it's simple. And that's the beauty of it. We're all going to be rich. You finished with this role here. Big, big money. Capital for anything you want. I'm going to make you rich. Come on. Really rich,
Two coffees and a roll and sausage, wasn't it?
Yeah.
37 pence, please.
I wonder if you could take care of the coffees. Look, I've left my wallet in my other jacket pocket. Honest, I'll square you up later, I'm sorry. You're a screwball. Big money, eh? Lots of capital, do what you want. You can't even buy me a coffee. I'm sorry. How do you expect me to do a robbery? A robbery? You can't even buy me a cup of coffee.
Okay, two clips. Did you spot the difference? Same actors, different films, completely different voices, completely different accents. What's happened in the last few weeks is that That Sinking Feeling, Bill Forsyth's first film, has been released on DVD with a completely different soundtrack. The US soundtrack, international soundtrack that was released in 1984 in America has been stuck on the DVD because the people releasing, the company releasing the DVD say they can't find a decent enough copy of the film with the original soundtrack. So they put out this new one. To me, this is a bit of a tragedy. I realised those sound clips were not the best quality. They were just my DVD player playing. But still, you hopefully got the idea, the point I've been trying to make in my column in the Edinburgh Evening News, which you can have your comment on if you go to edinburghnews.com/realtime. That's R-E-E-L time. Or if you follow me on Twitter at It's On, It's Gone, which is I-T-S-O-N, I-T-S-G-O-N-E. Anyway, that's all for now. Please come and tell me what you think about the shocking differences there. And I'll maybe speak to you soon. Cheers.